Good day. I'm Anjuwe James Soyez with JIS Midday News for Wednesday, June 29. Coming up, cyber awareness campaign to be launched in July, government to increase number of participants in farmwork program, and national standards to be implemented for organic sector. The details after the break.
Zika virus is a disease caused by the bite of an infected Aedes aegypti mosquito. This mosquito also spreads dengue and chikungunya. Symptoms include fever, rash, joint and muscle pain, conjunctivitis or redness of the eye, headache and weakness. Protect yourself from Zika. Keep your surroundings mosquito-free.
A message from the Ministry of Health in association with the Jamaica Information Service.
Now the news. Government will be moving to increase the number of Jamaicans participating in the farm work program in North America. Labor and Social Security Minister Shaheeni Robinson, while making her contribution to the sectoral debate in Parliament Tuesday, said 15,000 Jamaicans participated in the farm work programs in Canada and the United States last year. She says the government plans to increase the figure by 1,000 for this year.
This year, emphasis will be placed on strengthening, expanding, and diversifying the range of job opportunities with a goal of placing 16,000 Jamaican workers in the North American market by the end of the 2017 season.
The Labour Minister says she will be meeting with major employer groups both in the U.S. and Canada in the coming weeks to promote the program. She says the government is also exploring opportunities for Jamaicans to work in the Caribbean. Meanwhile, the Ministry of Labour and Social Security will be pursuing the further development of the Labour Market Information System, LMIS. Portfolio Minister Shaheeni Robinson says it is important for the country to improve its labour market efficiency through training and certification.
The ministry is moving to position the Labour Market Information System as a national portal for labour market intelligence and information to guide decisions by the various stakeholders who access the service.
Minister Robinson says the country's unemployment rate, averaging over 13% in the last 5 years, is in part a result of skills mismatch with attendant oversupply and undersupply in certain sectors. She says the ministry is working to close these gaps through provision of relevant and up-to-date labor market intelligence and career development services. A national standard has been launched for the local organic industry. The standard will improve understanding of the term organic, guide production in the sector, and provide clear rules and monitoring mechanisms for organic products. Minister without portfolio in the Ministry of Agriculture and Fisheries, J.C. Hutchinson, says the certification will facilitate local trade in the short term. This pending the policy for the National Certification Body of Jamaica to work with overseas partners to become internationally recognized as a certified agency for organic products. Government will then seek to establish a competent authority through regulations under the Standards Act that will guide the operations of the organic industry. The organic sector is one of the fastest-growing agricultural industries globally, with sales estimated at $104 billion U.S. in 2015. The rapid growth and increased production in the sector has been spurred primarily by the move to healthier lifestyles. And the Ministry of Science, Energy and Technology will launch a cybersecurity awareness campaign in July. The education campaign will seek to raise public awareness about the dangers online and highlight safe practices to adopt while using the internet. Portfolio Minister Dr. Andrew Wheatley says the goal of the initiative is to educate Jamaicans about the risks associated with internet usage. Dr. Wheatley was addressing a JIS think tank session recently. Campaign messages will be transmitted through the media, including SMS services and social media. There will also be presentations at community access points, CAPS, and posters will be placed at internet kiosks and libraries. Dr. Wheatley says the campaign will be undertaken in collaboration with some financial institutions. That was JIS News. I'm Anjuwe James Sawyer.
This has been a production of the Jamaica Information Service.